Okay, Pep, given all the results today, that feels like a very important point in the end.
Oh, absolutely, because the game was the game looked like it was gone after 15 minutes. You know, it was what we spoke about last week, that it happens in these moments, especially when you are at home, that the sensations, the feeling is different, and you need to be very focused not to make a mistake that the opposition can capitalize, you know, and that what happened to us. And the game got really, really went uphill after that with the second goal. But slowly we get into it. I think all the subs were superb when they came on in the second half. The determination of the team on focus on how to go forward in the second half, how to turn a game. And I think we were close always to the win. I think the fact that they scored the third goal helped them to get a point, because otherwise I think we were in a really, really good moment then. But overall, I take the positive. We're 1 point closer to where we want to be, and we keep the distance. And most importantly, we got the feelings of what it is to play at home without our fans, and we know how difficult it is. And we know now that those games at home are going to be very difficult.
Goals from midfield is something that you haven't had an awful lot of this season. Yeah. To get three today, and I thought Dan Crowley, above all, deserved his first league goal for the club.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think he played very well. He played with a lot of freedom. That's what I want from him in that position. I think Jude, when he went into the middle, he found a lot of joy linking with Dan. Dan got himself into a position that he was a big lift for us to try to find that last pass with quality and open up the game with Bella as well, with some very dangerous crosses. And I think all team really worked very hard for and believed 100% and worked until the end to get that result. And I'm happy that Dan got this goal, because I think since he come back now after the lockdown, he's stepping up his game.
You tried this week to make the point that Hull would be scrapping for the lives, that they got some quality about them, and the point was proved. And had you lost this game, you would have had to look over your shoulders a bit more nervously.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in the end, we tend to make the situation worse than what it is, because we need to remember that we were, before the game, we were on 48 points. You know, that's normally enough points to stay in the championship. But because of that, what happened and that lockdown, it kind of push you to the urge of getting points, you know. Seven games to go. We are in a good distance, but we cannot rely on that. So we need to try to keep working hard to win games and finish the season strong, you know. And I think the team will finish, will take a big relief after we get enough points that we feel a little bit that we can chase something else, you know. But I think if we have won today, we have put the team 13th. Which would have been a big thing, but now it's about keeping there and keeping adding points. That's the most important thing.
Two assists for Jeremy Bella today. He's made his case maybe for a start on Wednesday, but it's part of it with the squad being a little bit thin that you have to make sure you have some ammunition on the bench.
Yes, absolutely. And I was a little bit cautious on the first two games with Jeremy, because it was coming off not playing for a long time, and then he picked up a little bit of something during the first weeks he started to train, and his fitness was a little bit behind. That's why I thought the most prudent thing, because I want to have him for the remaining games, was to build his fitness up in minutes. That's why he played a little bit in West Brom. He played a little bit more today, and I think obviously you can see that his fitness is much stepped up now, so he's ready for more.
Yet another teenager comes on the pitch as well. Nico Gordon, 18 years old, a Birmingham lad, having come through the school system here as well. He looks an athlete. Just in that brief time that he was on, it didn't seem to faze him coming on against a big opponent.
Yeah, I think I need to be very careful what I say about it, because the young players, you know, it's difficult that they keep the reality where it is, you know. But I think he has a bright future in front of him if he keeps working. I always like this player, and it just shows that not only we're having the club into a healthy position, of course never far away from danger, because we're used to that, but healthier than what we used to. And the fact that now it's Nico is the eighth player that makes the debut, you know, I think that's something that will have a huge value for me, and I think in the future it's going to be valued a lot, and Nico is going to be a good player for Birmingham in the future.